We'll start momentarily. Okay, so welcome to Parsha Sashavua. This week's Parsha is Devarim. Devarim, as we know, is always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. This year with extra significance because Tisha B'Av is right away after Devarim on the Sunday. This Shabbos also has another name. It's called Shabbos Chazoin. The word Chazon means a vision, because on this Shabbos we always read the special Haftorah. It's the number three of the Haftorahs of admonition, which we read a portion from Yeshayahu Hanavi, which is giving Musar, so to speak, reprimanding the Jewish people for all the things that they did that would bring about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the going into Golos. But we also know that the Baditcher Verov said a famous thing. I just want to start with this, that Chazoin is also because the word means to see the vision. And it's about this concept that he says that on Shabbos Chazoin, every Jew has a vision. He's shown, spiritually, I guess, or whatever, whichever form the vision takes place, he's shown the third Beis HaMikdash. So that we emphasize and we enlarge and we enhance our yearning for the redemption, our yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, our yearning for Mashiach to come, and to merit to have this third, the third Beis HaMikdash. Now the fact that we have this vision on Shabbos emphasizes a whole other concept about how we approach Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av happens on two levels. Tisha B'Av, of course, on a superficial level is the day of destruction, it's a day of pain, and it's a day designated to mourn the destruction of both temples, both Beis HaMikdash, and of course, by extension, to mourn the persecution, the tragedies that have befell the Jewish nation up until now, throughout all the generations. But there's a second layer to Tisha B'Av, and that's understanding that Tisha B'Av has a depth to it. Behind the scenes, running through Tisha B'Av on a deeper level, is the seeds of Geula, the seeds of redemption. So this expresses itself in so many different ways. So for example, it expresses itself in this idea itself, that we call the Shabbos Chazoin, the vision. On the one level, it's the vision of admonition, reprimand to the Jewish people, and also it's a vision of the third Beis HaMikdash. We have this idea that the Chazal tell us that in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, when the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, right after the Beis HaMikdash was set alight, Mashiach was born. Tisha B'Av is known as the birthday of Mashiach. In other words, the concept of Mashiach, the concept of Geula, was born and created on Tisha B'Av. Because ultimately the purpose of this Golus, the purpose of the whole journey of the destruction, is about reaching and arriving at something much greater, i.e. the Geula, the redemption, with the coming of Mashiach. This idea is also very much emphasized in what Chazal tell us in a Medrash. On the word, we know that every month has like a zodiac sign, and the sign of Av is the lion. And the Medrash says the following, Olo Aryeh, the Aryeh, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, this is the first Beis HaMikdash, who was very strong like a lion. He came up in the month of the lion, which is the month of Av. And he destroyed what we know to be called Ariel. Ariel is like a lion, but it's one of the names of the Beis HaMikdash. Al-Manas, says the Medrash, for the sole purpose of that Aryeh, a different lion will come, that's Hashem, will come in the month of Aryeh and build the Ariel, build the third Ariel, the third Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the whole purpose of this instruction is to come, is to give birth, is to make way for much greater achievement, much greater redemption, which will happen with the coming of Mashiach, of course. So this is the idea that we have to approach Tisha B'Av on the one hand to be sensitive to the pain, mourn the destruction, feel the pain of exile, but at the same time, strengthen our emunah, strengthen our hopes, strengthen our faith, and strengthen our conviction that in fact the Geula is on the way, and the whole entire idea of Tisha B'Av is to make way for a greater Geula, a greater redemption. Now, connected to that concept of looking at something superficially or looking at a deeper level, I want to share with you a Tisha B'Av idea, in part based, mainly based on the book called the Shvilei, the Sorei Alafim that I've mentioned previously. And he says the following. We find in the Gemara, in Masech Yuma, that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, baseless hatred. The problem is, that's always the reason that's always spread and always accepted and always talked about. The problem with that is that the Gemara Baba Metzias says a different reason. That the reason Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because people kept mitzvahs, but they always only kept exactly what they have to do. They never went the extra mile. They never went, it's called Hemideyu Dineyam al Din Torah. They always went according to the din precisely, which seems like a good thing. The problem is, V'loy Avdu, they never went Lifnim Mishuras Adin. They never went more than they should. They never did put in the extra effort to make the mitzvah beautiful, to make it a bit more than they have to do the extra thing, the extra mile that would make it a beautiful mitzvah. And the same Baba Metzia, a little bit later, in a different daf, gives a third reason. So the Gemara says, the Alma of the Haaretz, why was the land of Eretz Yisrael, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Al-Shalei Baruchu Ba-Toyra Tchila. Because they didn't make a bracha on the Torah. We know that every morning, in the morning brachas, we make a bracha before we start studying Torah. You can't just study Torah. Torah is so important to study, but what's also important is to make the bracha before learning Torah, which we make in the morning brachas. They didn't do that for some reason, and therefore they deserved, interestingly enough, they deserved the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he asks the question, he says, how do all these reasons come together? Which reason really is it? And I guess we can extend the question is, baseless hatred, we understand, that's a terrible thing. But not making a bracha before the Torah deserves destruction? What does that all that mean? What is the meaning of all this? And he shares the following idea. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that the Beis HaMikdash was called Oiroi Shel Oilam, the light of the world. This is expressed in many things. For example, it's expressed in how the windows were built, famous idea. The Beis HaMikdash had very thick walls, and normally in ancient times, when they would build windows in thick walls, it would be thin, narrow on the outside, and then very wide on the inside to give way for the sunlight to come in and then to spread out into the room. The Beis HaMikdash was built precisely the opposite way around. It was narrow on the inside, wide on the outside. It's called Shkufim Atumim because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need the light. The Beis HaMikdash is the source of light, the source of clarity, the source of holiness to spread into the entire world. What does this mean? It means that the Beis HaMikdash was the source of clarity. It was the source of understanding the depth of Torah and mitzvahs, understanding the depth of another person, understanding the underlying layer, what is beneath the surface in every single experience that we have. That was the strength provided by the Beis HaMikdash, and we were supposed to take advantage of that. He explains a beautiful idea that what the Gemara is saying in all three reasons, and we'll go through it in a minute, is that they didn't take advantage of the clarity and the holiness that the Beis HaMikdash provided. Let's go one step at a time. Baseless love, avas Yisrael, loving another person like yourself. Where does that come from? Or where does hate come from? So he doesn't bring this, but he says a similar idea. There's a very famous chapter 32 in Tanya, that explains the following concept. That it all depends how you look at another person. If you only see the guf, if you only see the body, in other words, you only see the superficial of the other human being, we are very different. I like one type of food, you like a different type of food. I have one perspective, you have a different perspective. We are different on every single level when it comes to the superficial experiences of the human being. We have different opinions, different perspectives, different ways of doing things, different ideas of how to achieve things, and so on and so forth. So therefore, when you only look at the superficial of the human being, we emphasize, we highlight our differences, we clash, we create conflict, we create division, and ultimately it leads to intolerance. But when you look at a person properly, you look at another year properly, you see the neshama. What's beneath the surface? When I look at you, what do I see? Just your goof, just your body? What do I see? The neshama. The soul that you have. Well, the soul you have is the same soul I have. The soul is where we are all connected. The soul is what makes us into one body, one set of, one family, one creation of many, many children of the same God. Then we have to make room for each other. We are connected to each other. We are united with each other. The first thing the Yidden did was they had sin askin, they had baseless hatred. Why? They didn't take the clarity, the light of the Beis HaMikdash, which would x-ray in to see beneath the superficial and see the depth. They only saw the goof of another person. They only saw the body, and therefore resulted in sin askin and baseless hatred. That's the first mistake. The second way they didn't use the Beis HaMikdash properly is in Torah and Mitzvahs. When you look at Torah and Mitzvahs, you look at them superficially, you don't understand the depth of what a mitzvah achieves, what a mitzvah does. They just seem, on a superficial level, as a bunch of laws that can be very burdensome, can be very hard to keep, especially the chukim, the ones we don't understand, and they just become quite a burden, become a burden, something we don't enjoy, something we just have to do. When we do mitzvahs that way, obviously what's going to happen is we understand Hashem is the boss, Hashem has created the world, we need to do the mitzvahs, but we'll only do exactly what we need to do. That's it. Exactly what we need to do. We won't do anything more. Once we yoitze, once we've done what we need to do, that's it. And that's what happened. But if a person looks at a mitzvah, something deep, he understands the depth of the mitzvah, he learns about the mitzvah, he looks deeply into the mitzvah, and he understands the depth of mitzvahs in general, which mitzvahs are a vehicle to connect us with Hashem, wow. So then we run to do a mitzvah. We have zrizus, we run to make a mitzvah more beautiful. We run to do a bit of extra things we don't mamish have to do. But we're able to do, so we do it because we want to beautify, we want to make the mitzvah important. So the second mistake the Gemara says they made was the same idea. They didn't use the power of the Beis HaMikdash to see beneath the surface, the light of the Beis HaMikdash, to see deeply. And they just looked at mitzvahs as laws, boring laws, that they just had to do. And finally, they didn't make the bracha before the Torah. What does that mean? Same idea. You can learn Torah as a mitzvah. You can learn Torah as something you have to do, but also just as something which is a discipline, it's a subject, it's an intellect. You learn Hashem's Torah. But Hashem's Torah is much deeper than that. Hashem's Torah, number one, is a divine wisdom. Istakil ba'iraisa ubara alma, the Zohar says that Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Torah is a blueprint for creation. It's everything that we are is based on Torah. Torah should become the center of our lives. We should live a God-centered life by making our life a Torah-centered life. That everything we do, we don't compartmentalize, that we learn Torah in the morning and that's it for the day. No, everything we do a whole day is guided, inspired by, centered around, has to be in sync with Torah. When we make a bracha before a mitzvah, before anything that we do, what's a bracha? A bracha is when we appreciate what we're about to do and we know that it's something very special and huge, and the making of the bracha is to build a relationship with that thing. You know, there's different nuschos, different versions of this bracha, but the Ashkenazi make the bracha in the morning, la'asoik b'divrei Torah. To be involved with the learning of Torah. To treat it like it's like your business, it's your whole life, it's your whole livelihood, it's your whole occupation. I'm not making a bracha because I'm committing just to learn the Torah, to have a shiur and then move on. No. La'asoik b'divrei Torah, I want it to be my whole occupation. Everything about me should be centered around the Torah. They didn't do that. They treated Torah as just a subject, learned it once in a while, and that's it. They didn't make the bracha, they didn't build a relationship with the Torah. So therefore the three reasons, sin askinon, hatred, only doing what they needed to do in mitzvah without doing the extra thing, and not making a bracha before the Torah, is actually one reason. It's they didn't take advantage of the light and the clarity that the Beis HaMikdash was spreading to the world. They didn't use it to look deeper, to look at the depth of a mitzvah, the depth of another year, the depth of learning Torah, and to utilize it properly and to behave accordingly. That's why they resulted in sin aschinam, not doing with the extra mile and not making their lives Torah-centered. So coming up to Parshas Devarim, I think what we have to realize is the following. Of course, again, Tisha B'Av is not just about mourning the destruction of what was. It's about preparing for what will be. And therefore, how do we prepare? What is maybe the depth of Shabbos Chazoin seeing the Beis HaMikdash? It's about creating the Beis HaMikdash within us. It's creating our own internal Beis HaMikdash. It's about understanding the neshama that we have within us that gives us clarity like the Beis HaMikdash did. It's to understand the kedusha and the clarity that the Beis HaMikdash gave, and to fix, because of that clarity, to look deeply and to fix all those things. To embrace love, to love every person just unconditionally. To love mitzvahs and to do sometimes a little bit extra, not just to stop where we need to. And to make Torah a deep connection, a deep relationship, to really govern and inspire our entire lives. And when we do that, that of course adds extra strength and extra impetus to bring about the actual rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash, which Mitzvah will take place even before Tisha B'Av. And Yehovchi Yom Eilu L'Sosin L'Simcha, these days will be turned to days of great happiness and celebration in Mirtz Hashem this year, B'mheira B'Yomein. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, and a meaningful Tisha B'Av, but hopefully a happy Tisha B'Av with Mashiach Tzidkenu. All the best.